Kala per Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, 3:7. We now talk about mixtures of flour made from wheat and flour made from rice combining together. So we've already established in the first parak of the Masechta that it's only the chameshet mine dagan, the five species of grain, specifically wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, which can make doughs that are obligated in challah, and similarly make matzahs that are useful for fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach. So those are the five, and rice is not on that list. However, our Mishnah will say if you have a mixture of wheat and rice flours together, it may well be that they are the mixture is obligated in the challah and could be used to make matzahs on Pesach. Now, there's a machlokas Rishonim if this is something totally peculiar to wheat and rice, or if it is any grain that's obligated with any grain that isn't obligated. It seems to me, Shami, we're talking about wheat and rice specifically, and let's stick to that to keep things simple and go with those mafarshim. So, that being the case, the question of the Mishnah is, what happens if ha'ose isa min ha'chitim u min ha'orez? What if one makes his dough from flour that came partially from wheat flour and partially from rice flour? Now, let's even say that the majority is rice flour and the minority is wheat. Even so, im yesh ba tam dagan, if you can taste the wheat in the mix, chayavas b'chala, then the whole dough will have a wheat dough status and be obligated in challah. The reason why is because of the principle of tam ke'ikar, that if the taste is present, it's like the thing itself is present, and if you can taste wheat, the wheat is like a source of, I'll call it iser, in much as the challah has to be taken out of it, and therefore the whole mixture now gets the status of something that has to have challah taken out of it because of tam ke'ikar, and therefore one will have to take a measure of challah on the whole dough, meaning that the whole, you take 1/24 of the whole dough if you're a private person. Now just note, this is true even if the amount of wheat in the mix is less than the 5/4 of a kav, and even if the amount of wheat is the minority. If you can taste the wheat, the whole batch of dough has a status of wheat dough, even though there's a commingling of rice. And again, that might just be peculiar to rice. And that being the case, one has to tie the whole thing based on the volume of the whole dough. The Mishnah continues by saying, v'yotze ba, one could be yotzi with such a mixture of dough, if an adam, I should write that poorly, I'm sorry. V'yotze ba adam yidei chovasa ba Pesach. A person could be, fulfill his obligation on Pesach with matzahs made from such dough, meaning matzahs made from wheat and rice flour together. Now you recall, of course, when it comes to matzah, you only can use matzahs that are made from the kind of dough that could rise, have chimutz, rising, and not just be masriach, not just, you know, like a ferment and without rising. And apparently, the matter of fact is that if one mixes wheat and rice together, there's sufficient gluten inside the wheat to make the whole mixture rise. And that being the case, it fulfills its obligation of something that can come to be chimutz, and therefore one could use this mixture, even if minority is wheat and the majority is rice, to make matzahs that one could use on Pesach. And that's true, again, even if the wheat is the minority. There is a machlokas Rishonim here if there has to be a kazayas. You have to, there's a question of exactly how much wheat flour there has to be, if indeed it's necessary to have what's called a kazayas, an olive's bulk amount, for every pras, for every like half loaf. That's a little technical, and I don't want to get into it right here. We will discuss it in Pesachim, but for now, it's a machlokas. Maybe you need to have a certain ratio so that at least you'll be eating it. If you eat that bread at full speed, you'll have a kazayas of wheat flour in it. But in many Rishonim say, no, even that's not necessary. As long as you can taste the wheat here in this matzah, then it's sufficient, even if hypothetically it would be less than that kazayas per pras ratio. Now, the Mishnah then says the converse is also true, of course. Im ein ba tam dagan, if the mixture of rice and wheat flour together doesn't have the taste of wheat, you can't discern the taste of wheat there, then the mixture is exempt from the challah requirement. Ve'ein ba, ve'ein adam yotze ba, yedei chavasa, bepesach, a person can't use such dough to prepare challah, excuse me, to prepare matzah to eat on Pesach. It's actually not perfectly clear to me at all on why the Mishnah has to speak out this, the flip side, really the inverse case, but whatever the reason is, the din is certainly clear that it's all about having the ta'am, being able to discern the taste of the wheat in the mix.